Good morning, good morning, good morning, lovely people. I slept, oh my God, because of the storm yesterday, I slept so well. ridiculously well. Until this morning, it's like cold out here, it's a little, not much snow, but like a slight just a slight amount of ice on things. Like you could see this, like how you would see in a painting, like one side of the tree is like, you still see the bark for the tree, and then on the other side you see like the you see the white snow or the ice lining it. It's just cute. But that's how it is. Like you see a little ice here and there, like across the top of the grass in the house. You see at the house, you see a little sheet of ice or snow in certain areas. But the skies are clear. It's cold. Well, it's like 39, 37, 38 degrees, something like that. I'm cold. I wore the wrong coat. I wore a jacket, like a little denim, not like a denim kind of quilty jacket. I don't know how that sounds, but it's cute. So I wore that, and I'm a little cold. But I'm headed into work. And, excuse me, so sorry, with this cold air, I should have covered my neck up because this cough starts affecting me when I get this cold air in to my system. Yesterday, I wanted to go get my hair done. So I get up, my day off, I get up, get in the car early, like 9 o'clock in the car, I get a message in the car telling me that my tire is flat, down to about 6. Okay. So now I know I have to get a tire. I drive down to the nearest gas station to see if they have fixed the flat. They don't. Just something to hold me over until I get a tire. I really didn't want to spend my day. Like, sometimes I put stuff off like that. Am I the only woman that does that? Like, I was going to get fixed a flat and probably hold me off for the weekend. I just don't feel like stopping and doing stuff. Like getting tire changed. For some reason, it seems like that's not something I want to be doing. It feels like a waste of my time. So while I'm getting my, so then I roll down to another gas station, and luck, oh my God, I roll down to another gas station, and I got, I asked them, I told them I had a flat. They had a fixed flat. They didn't have fixed flat, but they could check to see, look for the hole in the tire, and they could plug my tire. I said, okay, that'll work. So they plug my tire. After I get my tire unplugged, I get a call from my son's school to say that school is going to be closed. So they're closing early. So I have to get him at 12 o'clock. So what I did was I texted him, so I'm going to come get him early. I don't know why I did that, because he started texting me, what time is he? Can you get me food? All of these things. My son is something else. So I go back home. I go in the sewing room. The overly crowded sewing room slash, I have so much stuff in here. Sewing room slash thrift storage place. Slash things I don't want to get rid of yet. And I have my ironing board in there, so. Excuse me. I hate this call. So I couldn't get my hair done. And the funny thing is that I wanted to go to my stepdaughter's birthday dinner tonight. I don't even know if I'm going to make it because I get off of work at about 3:30. I have a sewing class at 5:30, and I missed two classes already back to back because of my daughter's father had a meeting one day, and it's just the other time I worked on Saturday, but I didn't go to bed early before I worked, so by the time I got, that's not what happened. Last Saturday, I worked from 6 to like 4. I believe it was. no, 6 to 3:30 maybe, something like that. That was the time I worked. So I was really exhausted, on my feet all day. I was really tired when I got off. Because, again, the other clerks that I worked with were off. So for emergencies, and then somebody had a vacation. But so I couldn't go to my sewing class. So this time I feel like I need to make my sewing class. I haven't been there. So, and I think I have like maybe 3 or 4 more classes left. The dinner, I'm thinking it's probably, I'm hoping that it's after 7:30. The last time I went, was it about 9 o'clock? Maybe. So I'll probably be able to make it. So I can go to the dinner, and I think this is just what I'm going to do with my hair today. I have it like really slicked back, like, my hair never laid down. I had to put a little gel on it too, because with me, I'm going natural now. So like, if you hold your hand open, where your thumb is and the tip of your thumb and the tip of your pointer finger is about how much new growth I have. And my hair is like past my shoulders. In the back, it kind of hangs, not to the middle of my back, because I cut it since then. But now also with the, because I'm letting the new group, I'm letting it grow natural, it's a lot of shrivel. So it hangs over past my shoulders. But I have all this new growth in the roots, and the ends are straight. I was thinking about cutting it off. That's a whole other thing. I don't know what to do. I'm so mad because now I'm out here driving. I ran out this morning to take the garbage out because my son, that's his job. But I texted him, and he didn't get up. So I'm going to get on him about it later. But I'm not going to allow my garbage to pile up. So I take the garbage out, and it didn't feel this cool. Now I come out to go to work. Maybe, I don't know, because I took, I don't know, because I just got out of the shower. I didn't just actually get up. Maybe this is why I'm coughing. Well, anyways, so my hair, what I did was it looks kind of cute, though. I haven't worn my hair, like, slicked back like this in a while. I haven't, like, I just put gel on it, laid it down. You can see, like, I love my natural hair, but now I'm starting to appreciate it more. Like, you can see, like, my little wave, my deep wave in my hair, because I told you, as I said before, it's all in the roots, but now because I have it slicked back, you can see my roots really good. So it's like all slicked back. You can see the my deep wave, and I have it like bunned in the back. I was gonna wear it down, but I'm like, I'm gonna wear it out. I'd rather wear it bunned up. So I guess this is what I'm gonna do today for the dinner, if I make it on time, if it's after 7. I follow my page because I have this really, really cute army jacket with the pads that I was telling you guys, with the shoulder, like the it's like a armor shoulder that I put on this jacket, but it's a vest. I love it. Oh my god, it's so cute. It's so cute. It's so cute. I'm thinking about wearing that, but I know it's supposed to go up to like 46 later, which I hope is going to be warmer, and the sun is out, so we might get warm. I'm thinking about, I don't know what I'm going to wear it with, though. So I don't know if I'm going to wear that. I want a cute little outfit to put on. I'm not really like, I don't really need to be like dressy, dressy cute. But I do kind of, I think about my outfits. Is that wrong? Or is that like, I think about my outfits for everything. Like, I don't know if. Does everyone think about their outfits a lot? Like, if you're going somewhere, if you're invited somewhere, do you kind of contemplate and think about what you're going to wear? Is that, like, the main concern? That's always my main concern. I'm sorry. Is that wrong? Now that I have this gel on my hair, I'm smelling gel in the car. I'm smelling like gel. Shit. But, I don't know what I want to wear. My style is kind of like, I prefer different, edgy, cute. don't know. Like, I want to just, I really want to do my army jacket. I have a really cute hat. And I think I want to do like a, oh my God, I'm so excited because I lost weight. I mean, I wasn't big, huge. I mean, I don't want to say that wrong. I lost weight to what I'm comfortable with and what makes me feel good in my clothes. And I just feel that, I'm telling you, for me to stop eating the meat, I don't feel, my stomach isn't like, I feel normal. Like, my stomach, I don't know, but before I, like, when I sit down, like, before you would just feel like a lump in the stomach. It's like something, I don't know if it was just fatty tissue that was just there, but now I feel comfortable. Like, it's not anything, it's clear here in the stomach area. I still do seafood, and I don't think seafood is good for you. It's not that good for you. I think it's high in sodium also. I probably got to stop, but I have to. What I need to do, what I'm going to do right now is I've learned how to focus on what I like and what I want, but I have to do that as far as food goes because I'm still, like, basically